Matthew Stuckey here, and I'm giving you another video on soul-winning tips. And so we talked about the importance of having a plan, memorizing the verses, practicing your soul-winning presentation. But another one of the beginner steps is to be a silent partner. And so there's a couple aspects of being a silent partner. In this video, what I want to cover is the don'ts of being a silent partner. And I can say that I started off as a silent partner. You know, I actually learned by just hearing other people. And you know, when you hear people that are experienced, you can learn a lot of things. But there's being the silent partner, you must realize there are some things that you should not do when you're the silent partner. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 26, "How is it then, brethren, when ye come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation? Let all things be done unto edifying." And so Paul speaks about how when they're coming together in church, everybody's got an opinion on something, everybody's got a doctrine, and there's just no unity in the church of Corinth. Obviously, there were a lot of problems in that church, but one thing is that they were just not united. And I want you to understand that when we're going soul winning, you don't want to have two people going soul winning together and they're in competition with one another to speak. They're in competition with one another to say something. And so I realize when you're first a silent partner, maybe you're going to get excited and you think of something and you want to say it. But the truth is that if you were ready to be the speaker and to lead people to the Lord, you know, on your own, then you wouldn't be a silent partner. Now, of course, one day, you know, God willing, you will end up becoming a speaker and you can train other people. But you must realize as a silent partner, your objective is to actually learn and to be trained by someone who actually has experience. And the Bible speaks about in the verse I just read about how let things, all things be done unto edifying. And look, I want you to realize that it's going to be very confusing to the people that you're talking to if there's two people that are, you know, kind of going back and forth with a conversation. It's much easier coming from one person. So point number one is this, you know, do not interrupt. Do not interrupt the speaker during the conversation. And so as a silent partner, one thing that is very important is that you do not interrupt the speaker. Let them do, you know, what they're planning to do. Let them do the talking. Let them do the speaking. Don't try to take that conversation and just start adding things that you want to say. Because as the speaker, they kind of have an idea where they're going to go and what verses they're going to use. And look, I can say as someone who's a speaker who has trained silent partners and had silent partners come with me, it's very frustrating when someone who is not ready to preach the gospel is trying to add whatever they want to say, you know, as a silent partner, and they interrupt you. It distracts you, and then you get into a competition of trying to keep the conversation and not letting them, you know, go over you, and it just ends up, you know, not working. One example I think of is like in basketball, where, you know, you have everybody wants to be the point guard sometimes. And it always frustrated me that everybody wanted to be the point guard sometimes. And you'd have people that are not good at dribbling, they don't have good ball handling skills, they're good at rebounding, they're good in, with an inside presence, but then they try to be the point guard when they don't actually have that ability. And it's like, why don't you just do what you're effective at? And that's the same sort of thing if you have a silent partner who's interrupting the conversation. It's like, hey, let the person who's the speaker be the point guard, the one who's basically directing the conversation and explaining and speaking. Your job as a silent partner, which we'll talk about in the next video, is not to interrupt. It's to be silent. That's why we say the silent partner. And so one thing is don't interrupt. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 40, let all things be done decently and in order. So they need to be done decently and in order. And having multiple people speaking, it ends up being disordered. And number two, not only don't interrupt, don't take over the conversation. It's bad enough when someone just adds something that is just unnecessary as I'm explaining Acts 16 or something like that. But it's even worse if that person tries to take over the conversation. Because then the speaker's got to make a decision. Am I going to basically, you know, go louder than the silent partner so I can keep the conversation? Or do they just kind of give up and say, you know, whatever? I mean, look, realize, and anyone who's been soul winning for a long time realizes this. Some doors you're the silent partner, some doors you're the speaker. You just got to wait for your opportunity. Look, as a silent partner, don't interrupt and don't try to take over the conversation. And the truth is, if you're a beginner, which is what this tip is geared toward, you really are not an expert at what you're doing. You you might think, oh, I've got this strong opinion about something, this will be really effective. But the truth is, it's going to end up just causing confusion, and honestly, it's going to make it much more difficult for the person to end up getting saved. Now, the one caveat to being the silent partner is if the speaker decides to turn the conversation over to the silent partner. And of course, that is something that can happen. And if that does happen, then the silent partner now becomes the person doing the speaking, and the speaker becomes a silent partner. But if you're a beginner and you're the silent partner, that's not something that's going to be happening, and that's something to worry about in the future, not at the beginning when you're learning how to go soul winning. Just realize that the key to being a silent partner is being silent. Don't interrupt the conversation. Don't try to take over the conversation. Hey, just be willing to learn and realize you're a beginner, so you do not know as much as the person who is the main speaker in that conversation. Anyways, thank you and God bless.